Italian virologist calls for house-to-house vaccinations. By Chris Tomlinson on July 11, 2021. A virologist has recommended the government bring vaccinations house-to-house rather than rely on vaccination hubs to increase the number of vaccinated people in Italy. Virologist Fabrizio Pregliasco, a professor at the State University of Milan, stated that there are at least 5 million Italians who are either against the vaccine or undecided about it who will not travel on their own to coronavirus vaccination sites. He told the newspaper Il Giornale that he believed the government should switch strategies to get vaccines to more people, saying, house to house. That is, with a more profiled and territorial vaccination campaign that must be widespread and reach everyone. Vaccination hubs have had their day. They gave a quick response to those who wanted to protect themselves from infection and presented themselves of their own free will. Now we need a change. Before thinking about the vaccination obligation, the real challenge is to reach those who do not trust, and to do so, you really need to use local medicine, from pharmacies to family doctors, he added. Pregliasco also stated that he was in favor of vaccinating children, saying, "We have become accustomed to believing that COVID does not affect children. In fact, 1% of infected minors are seriously ill, and also COVID affects various organs. We've seen it hit the lungs, but it can also have consequences for the heart and brain. So, I repeat, yes, children must be vaccinated." The virologist is not the only one suggesting house-to-house vaccines be offered. In the United States, President Joe Biden has announced a door-to-door strategy to increase vaccinations in targeted communities. In May, the Canadian city of Ottawa offered door-to-door vaccines in at least 7 apartment buildings to make the vaccine accessible to vulnerable populations. Several countries have seen vaccination numbers level off or decline in recent weeks, and some, such as Greece, have offered incentives for people to take the shot. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis announced late last month that those between the ages of 18 and 25 would be eligible for a €150, £129/$178, prepaid card, or Freedom Pass, if they take the vaccine. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.